Idaho's workforce has yet to fully recover from the Great Recession. Data compiled by the Pew Charitable Trust found that fewer people between the ages of 25 and 54 have jobs today than they did in 2007. Emily Ritter Saunders has more.
Each month, the State Labor Department releases data on how many Idahoans are unemployed. By that measure, Idaho is making gains in recovering from the recession. But the monthly jobless rate doesn't measure how many people have given up searching for work. And the rate includes people at the margins, like younger workers and folks who are about to retire, which can give an inaccurate picture of the labor force. That's what the employment rate is for. Pew's analysis of state-to-state employment changes from 2007 through fiscal 2014 show fewer Idahoans, nearly 6%, are working today than they were before the recession. Only two states have seen a greater decline in its 25 to 54-year-old labor force. Pew researcher Jeff Chapman says fewer people working is a hit to state budgets.
When people are out of work, they don't have paychecks, and they're going to pay less in income tax. They're going to tend to buy less, so that reduces the sales tax they're paying. And then on the other side of the ledger, unemployed people frequently tend to need more services, such as Medicaid or other safety net programs.
According to Pew's analysis, only New Mexico and Nevada have seen a larger drop in their workforce since 2007. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter Saunders.